540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kaifen. Key guilty verdicts in a high-profile capital attack trial. CBS's Scott McFarlane was in the courtroom in Washington.
They just handed in a verdict that is an enormous victory. Enormous for the U.S. Justice Department. Convicting four of these five far-right Proud Boys members of seditious conspiracy. They haven't reached a verdict yet on that fifth member on the charge of seditious conspiracy. But they also convicted all five on other federal charges, including obstruction of an official proceeding.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says the jury still has more work to do.
What they're going to do is go back and for each individual defendant, look at the charges that are very, very similar, almost the same charges, but not based on a conspiracy, based on their individual actions.
Now to Atlanta, where the suspect in the medical office shooting that left one woman dead and four others wounded has been charged. Michelle Wright of affiliate WSB has more on Deion Patterson, who was arrested hours after the gunfire.
According to Patterson's arrest warrant, police say the 24-year-old used a semi-automatic weapon to shoot his five victims. Patterson is charged so far with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault.
ProPublica reports GOP megadonor Harlan Crow paid private school tuition for a relative of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Earlier, it was revealed he paid for expensive trips taken by Thomas and had real estate dealings with him. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Thomas has stated that he was told when he first arrived on the court that gifts from friends are treated differently, and there is no allegation that Thomas had a conflict of interest in one of the cases in which he participated.
The Biden administration's bracing for a possible border surge next week when pandemic restrictions for migrants expire. Father Rafael Garcia of the Sacred Heart Church in El Paso, Texas, says there's overwhelming need already.
What's hard and heart-wrenching at times is you'd like to do more, but you can't. So we just have to be comfortable with saying, well, this is all we can do, and we'll do it well.
Just days before the Kentucky Derby, word of the death of four horses at Churchill Downs, including one entrant in the race. Two of the horses collapsed and died on the track. Foster Northrup is a veterinarian there.
This is a coincidence. I mean, you know, horses do get hurt occasionally, but to have four or whatever the number is right now in so few days is very unusual.
Churchill Downs is investigating and calls those deaths unacceptable. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 440 points. NASDAQ is down 70. This is CBS News.
There are over 10,000 reasons why steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. There are over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Dan Knotel was sworn into his seat in the 8th Senate District Wednesday night after resigning from the Assembly at 5 p.m. He served 13 years in the 24th District and served as Assistant Majority Leader and Chair of the Republican Caucus. Senator Knotel will complete the term of former Senator Alberta Darling. She resigned her post in December after spending 32 years in the state legislature. A group of Republican state lawmakers introducing a plan requiring Wisconsin hospitals be more transparent in what they charge for procedures. The measure requires hospitals keep a list of non-emergency services they provide and bans providers from charging for that information or forcing people to set up an account in order to access it. The Wisconsin Hospital Association says the measure isn't necessary because similar federal requirements already exist. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Zogalo Food Truck Park is so much fun. They have such variety in one place. You name it. Ice cream, bagels, sushi, tacos, pizza, to tasty sandwiches, and a fun full bar to boot with some craft cocktails and beers. You can even host a private party or reserve a heated hut. Support local food entrepreneurs with family and friends and taste Milwaukee. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Find us at ZogaloMKE.com. That's ZogaloMKE.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WA.
That's what we like to do on this show. Find the comedy gold. I just like
non-fungible as a word.
It is a good word.
It's a wonderful, it just has a good mouth feel.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello!
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are very excited to have our inaugural segment, which we have not named yet, with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who is going to be joining us from now on Thursdays to, at least for the time being, tackle all the different facets of women's health, because there are a lot of different topics in that. And I think as, you know, there's not a lot of women in talk radio. And so I feel like a lot of times these topics don't get talked about on the radio. And so we could not be more excited to have you here, Dr. Lyerly.
Well, thanks. I did bust out the word vulva this morning during Pat's show, and that was well received.
How did he react?
Well, you know, his wife is an OBGYN.
Yeah, that's true.
So he didn't blush too much, but Luke Mathers, it was almost palpable.
We did an entire segment. Was that this year? Was that the end of last year?
I think it was this year.
When Mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, do you remember this? He basically came out and had a speech talking about women's health and saying that the importance of women's health, but saying that if we would all just be more comfortable saying the word vagina,
yeah,
then maybe we'd be in a better place with women's health. And so we had an entire, I think, 30-minute segment, and Jane blushed a little bit, blushed more than once, I think, of saying, like, why are we so uncomfortable with some of these words that are anatomy?
It's medical terminology.
It's medical terminology for basic anatomy, and yet sometimes we, especially with women's stuff, are like, oh, no, we don't talk about those things.
It's all part of the problem, isn't it? When it's so taboo and so shameful to even know what your own anatomy is. I can't tell you the number of times that I've been sitting in an exam room with someone, talking with them about something that's happening with their own body, and they don't even know that their ovaries are different than their uterus. It's fascinating.
And do you think some of that is they just weren't paying attention to health class and it didn't stick? Because to a certain extent, or is it just not being taught?
Hey, I think it depends on where you had your health class.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Or like the level of comfort. Like I can tell you my four sons.
I forget that you
so
have
much
four
more,
sons.
Right? Yeah. And they know way more about women and their bodies and women's health than I did even going into college, just because we talk about it and we talk so freely about it. And I don't think, like, they're my own kids, so I don't think they would necessarily come to me with too many sensitive subjects. Like, they've got other resources. You know, there's still that parent barrier. But because we've made it approachable and we've made it, like, in this world, you are likely at some point in your life to have sex. So
likely
you might as well do it well. and enjoy it and be safe and be smart.
Yes. All of those things. And so yes. We were excited about doing this, like I said, as we, there's not always a lot of, I think often in the talk radio world, women's issues or general issues, but from a women's perspective, but it's also women's health just doesn't get talked about because male hosts don't always, that's not where they gravitate to, right? Like sometimes we often want to talk about the things that we are interested in and relate to us, and not having a lot of women hosts means that sometimes these things don't get talked about. So we're very excited to be a show that is going to put these issues front and center and talk about it each week. And we would love to hear topic suggestions from you.
Or if you have questions.
Or if you have questions each week. And I know, Kristen, and Dr. Lyerly, you were saying, you know, obviously you're an OBGYN, and but you have a network of other doctors who we might be able to bring on the show and talk about menopause or talk about heart disease and talk about different things like cervical cancer.
Osteoporosis.
And, you know, I think some of the topics we even threw out in the first place was like the history of women's health, which I find fascinating because there's still so little. I feel like science is still playing catch up with women's health because for so long they were only doing studies on men and just applying the findings to women.
They still are. I mean, until recently, women weren't even included in most studies. And I'm not talking about like studies of women's reproductive anatomy. I'm talking about like heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer of women.
Yeah.
And we were doing studies on men. And like you said, applying that information to women, and it doesn't apply. Women experience heart disease in a very different way. Our risk factors are different. The timing of heart disease in women is different. So, it's apples and oranges. And another big push that we've recently had as a professional organization is to include pregnant and lactating women in research, because we give people who are pregnant. I mean, you're pregnant.
I am.
Have you taken any medications in your pregnancy? Most pregnant women have, whether it's Tylenol or a vitamin or an herbal supplement or something. We don't have data on most of that stuff. So we really do need to include people within informed consent, like, you know, people who can consent to these research trials so that we have more information. So we're not experimenting on the whole population. We will have better information.
And we're talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly for our new segment that's yet to be named. We're going to, in the next segment, we did a little crowdsourcing on Twitter to get some ideas.
Oh,
and there's some good ones.
There are some fantastic ideas.
And so we're going to go through the options in the next segment. So we'll get your vote if you want to let us know what you think we should call this. But we'll have a name by next week. But the segment is going to be every Thursday. We're going to talk to Dr. Kristen Lyerly about women's health, sometimes bring other experts on. Today's topic, because of the news that was announced, is we are going to talk about pregnancy. And speaking of what you were just saying as far as, yes, I mean, I know that right now I can take Tylenol and there's a lot of other medications I cannot take. But what's fascinating is I have started to read what I, you know, has been recommended to me with pregnancy stuff is how little research is actually done on and what we don't know about pregnancy, because there's not that many studies that are done. And so like the misconceptions around drinking, the misconceptions around stress and like what you should do and what you can't do and Listeria. And I haven't had a Jimmy John sub for months now.
You can have tuna.
Is that what you can have sub? Tuna? Yeah. And so we're certainly in the third segment, and at the bottom of the hour, we're going to come back and talk about some of the myths. But truly, it's really, there's still so much more research to do on pregnancy, right?
I feel like when I'm talking with my patients and advising them, and we're talking about evidence, when I'm questioned, so much of the stuff that I say, I'm like, well, this is just because of it's how we do it, because that's the best we've got right now. I know.
That happened to me. That happened to me even with her due date. And so I haven't even told you this story. So I asked my doctor, because Michael was very keen on finding out the actual conception date because he wanted to be able to tell that story. And I asked our doctor, she's like, we don't know. We actually don't know how to actually like pinpoint it. And so it's like the best science we have right now is going off of your last period. And so we go in for our whatever, the 12-week scan, 13-week scan or something like that. And they start measuring the baby and they're like, wait, what? What's your due date? And I told them. And they're like, all right, we'll be right back. They literally, because it was she was measuring as like 14 weeks and I was only supposed to be 13 weeks. And so they moved my due date up a week because she's just, she might just be big. That could be true.
She's going to be tall. She is going to be
but
a tall
it's like,
girl.
The even due dates are kind of just like, all right, we'll go with that.
Well, and that brings up another whole really interesting point. So early in the first trimester, all embryos grow at approximately the same rate. So the best way to figure out what your due date is going to be is with that early first trimester ultrasound and measuring, we call it a crown rump length, but it's like the head to the butt. Mm-hmm. So that's a really great way to date a pregnancy. But when you think about it, like when you're 6 weeks pregnant, you're really only 4 weeks pregnant. Mm-hmm. Because those first 2 weeks, that goes back to the first day of your last period. And you probably didn't get pregnant until 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So when you're talking about like a 6 week abortion ban,
yeah,
most people probably just missed their period. And if they have long cycles, like 35 day cycles, which is not unusual, then they literally probably missed their period 6 days ago. So how do you have the time to get the testing and do all the planning and, you know, pull all that together in that short period of time?
Well, especially when it's an unplanned pregnancy, because I think when you're trying to get pregnant, the first day of your missed period, you're like taking a test. But when you're not expecting that and you're just busy,
you're not testing for it.
And you're not testing for it. Absolutely. As far as like, wait, when was it? I don't know. And then all of a sudden it was a week ago. And so, yeah, mm-hmm. it is certainly part of that. But I guess, what are some of the other topics that you think we should throw out there as far as potential Thursday women's health topics?
Oh, there's so much to talk about. I would love to hear from your audience about what they want to talk about. But menopause, for sure, that's one that I get mm-hmm. all the time. And maybe that's just like my cohort right now. But there's just no information out there about like, are hormones safe? Are they not safe? Should I get pellets? Who should I talk to? What are the risks if I do it? What are the risks if I don't? So I think menopause is a huge one. Preventive care, like what do I actually need to do? Do I need a pap test? Those guidelines have changed a lot. You don't need a pap and a pelvic every year like you used to 15 years ago.
Also mammograms, what are the like most recent advice on how often you're getting mammograms and depending on what age you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Osteoporosis screening, sexually transmitted infections, different types of contraception. There are new methods of contraception that are out there now. I mean, really, it's endless, the amount of information. And being able to dispel myths. Like a lot of people think that Plan B is an abortion. The morning after pill is an abortion. But hey, it's not.
It's not an
Plan
abortion.
Plan B, the morning after pill. Yeah, it's contraception. It prevents pregnancy. But even physicians are confused about it. One of my colleagues at Madison just did a study surveying physicians, and they don't even really know unless they're dealing with this on a regular basis. So there's tons of information.
Tons
to talk
of stuff.
About.
And I see that we already have one question about pregnancy that we'll get to at the bottom of the hour. But when we come back, we're going to pick a name for this segment. So we need your input. So stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from 7 top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Images, we all have them, but what do we do with them? Why not let Mike Crivello's Camera and Imaging Center turn them into 4x6 inch prints for your brag book? Or big, gorgeous, color-corrected luster, canvas, or metal enlargements for your wall. You may have images, but they're not a picture till they're printed.
Mike Fernando's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
Mike Crivello's on Blue Mound Road in Brookfield.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, Eastside, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 69. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 49. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Mainly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are doing our new segment, our new Thursday weekly segment with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, where we tackle women's health issues and topics and questions, because it's something that, at least on radio airwaves, doesn't necessarily always get as much attention as it should. And so we are excited, as a women-hosted show, to have you here every week, Dr. Lyerly. And, but, you know, we still need to have some... a comedic angle to this, because this is As Goes Wisconsin.
And there's got to be a whoop whoop boing in there somewhere, Dr. Lyerly.
There's got to be some silliness that can't all be serious, because that's just not how we do it on this show. And so you had the great foresight to ask people, because people are funny. People are great with puns. And so I thought we'd go through. I think the three of us ultimately get the final say. But I wanted to read some of the suggestions that we got for anyone to let us know what they think and what their vote would go to. As far as naming the segment. So every week when Dr. Lyerly joins, we're welcome to our weekly segment of... Ta-da! And then we'll go on to talk about whatever the topic is for the day. So... I'm just going to go
and
through
if this. If this goes well, then next week, maybe we can name your baby.
Dr. Lyerly, that's already done.
Little Janie. Yes. She's very adamant that if she's going to continue to be my producer, we need to name our child, our firstborn, after her.
I think it's fair.
It's fair.
All right. Mm-hmm. So here are some of the options we have. Cheese meds.
I like cheese meds.
But weren't you and there's only one med. There's only one doctor, so the plural doesn't...
Cheese med.
This one's pretty good. Public cervix announcement?
Public cervix announcements.
Public cervix. No. Not cervix. Cervix.
That's got potential.
That's got potential.
It does.
Uteruses before deuteruses.
And let's add ovaries before brovaries.
There we go. Yep.
Those could rotate.
And this one, I think this is my leader, but I won't taint anyone out there. From here to fertility and beyond.
And beyond. Leaves a lot of openness.
I feel like, yeah, I like how that it opens itself up to a lot of different topics that we might be able to cover. The vagina dialogues.
Play off the vagina monologues.
Because we're having a dialogue. We're having conversations.
Sure.
This is what I think we just need to call you, Dr. Lyerly, is OPBGYN.
You know, my favorite thing about that, I really, really love that for so many reasons. But one of my favorite things is that that actually came from Senator André Jacques' brother, Pierre.
That makes it so much better.
That much more glorious.
That so is.
Here's to you, Pierre. You're amazing.
Thanks, Pierre. That is really good. That's our good. Own OPE BYGYN. I just have to be able to say it. Fast.
That might be the sticking point on that particular suggestion.
Womb.
That doesn't have to be the name of the segment. That can just, be my name.
That's just her name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. This one comes with an actual, not only just the name, but a tagline as well, or like a description. Womb Wisecracks, Laughing Through Women's Health, a playful and informative series where the OBGYN, Wisconsin-based comedian and radio legend come together to share crucial information on women's health while keeping it light and humorous for their audience.
Wow.
Okay, but that one actually came from ChatGPT.
Did it really?
Yeah.
That is...
because we ask the people, and the people ask ChatGPT.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and speaking of Chat, you asked ChatGPT. And so do you have it up, or I have it up if you don't?
No, you go right ahead.
All right, so you posted this as far as not, this is the AI talking as far as, because I love that you, what was your original prompt?
It wasn't me.
Oh, this wasn't you.
It was a friend.
So here, we'll run down, because I love that there was original prompt, and then this, because it's just a screenshot, and then the subsequent prompt was, make it more Wisconsin. So these are the names. Sure, here are some Wisconsin-inspired titles. The Cheesehead Chronicles of Women's Health. Scotty Snatch Talk.
Veto. I'm going to weigh in on that one. That would be a no.
That would be a no.
That's a no.
The Bratwurst and Bacterial Vaginosis Show.
That's AI-generated?
Brew City Babes Discussing Women's Health. The Dairyland Diaries of Women's Wellness. Milwaukee Muff Monologues. The Sheboygan Shuffle, Women's Health Edition. Green Bay Gynecologist Gab Fest.
The Kenosha Dinner at the Lyerly House.
The Kenosha Kegel Connection.
Everybody take a moment. Take a moment. Kegel.
Think about it.
Let it go.
Think about it. Yep.
Madison Menstruation Musings. I like the alliteration. I like that the AI likes alliteration. All right. If any of those stood out to you, text us. Let us know which one you think we should name this segment. What's the most appropriate but still funny? Some of those were definitely not appropriate.
A little too far.
We didn't have to touch the dump button, but a little much.
Borderline, perhaps.
I think I know my favorite still, but we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And when we come back, we're actually going to tackle some pregnancy stuff.
And if you have questions, send them in. Again, 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Gee whiz.
It's the snatch. The snatch got you a little
I'm thrown. Kerfuddled. It just threw me off.
All right. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will still be here when we come back. We will take your questions. She will answer some of my questions about pregnancy. And we're going to have a fun time. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report, a major victory for the Justice Department in its prosecution of cases stemming from the Capitol attack. CBS's Scott McFarlane was in the courtroom when a jury said guilty.
Convicting four of these five far-right Proud Boys members of seditious conspiracy. They haven't reached a verdict yet on that fifth member on the charge of seditious conspiracy, but they also convicted all five on other federal charges, including obstruction of an official proceeding, one of the most common charges in January 6 cases.
During the trial, the lawyer for the former leader of the Proud Boys blamed former President Trump for the violence. Prosecutors said the group viewed itself as Trump's army and was prepared for all-out war. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says seditious conspiracy carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison.
It's really saying people took up arms. They agreed to use force to try and prevent the federal government from doing its job.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Hospitals and clinics in Wisconsin could be fined if they don't list their prices publicly. A Republican bill is similar to current federal law, but adds penalties of up to $10,000 a day. Wisconsin Hospitals Association says the bill is unnecessary. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan is warning of serious consequences if U.S. House Republicans don't agree to raise the national debt ceiling by June 1st. That's when the U.S. might run out of money to meet its obligations.
Markets will go crazy, they'll tank, interest rates will go up, costs will go up for people, that'll be job loss. And there's a whole bunch of ripple effects that happen out of not dealing with the debt ceiling properly.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will hold talks on Tuesday. In sports, the Rockies clobbered the Brewers last night 7-1. Milwaukee tries to avoid a sweep today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature, and experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook for a truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066, or find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Love the outdoors, but lack the gear to explore it? River West Outdoor Pro Shop has everything you need. Rock climbing, snowshoeing, kayaking, and more. Don't know what you need? Come visit the shop located in the basement of Milwaukee Turner's at 1034 North Velar Phillips Avenue. Their friendly staff will help you find what you need. For questions and hours, call 414-272-1733, extension 16. 414-272-1733, extension 16.
Well, I just heard the news today.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly for our new Thursday weekly segment on women's health. And because of the announcement, if you're just joining and you missed the first hour, we announced today that I am going to have a baby in October. Woo-hoo! Unless she's early, then it'll be September. And if she's late, which wouldn't surprise me at all, but we will see. But we are very excited to continue to talk about, have these be some of the topics we talk about. I think the baby name thing, that will certainly be a topic someday, because that is, naming babies are hard. It's really difficult, especially when you start other, your friends have named, like, you like that name, but then are you going to, like, steal their name? And then people are going to get weird about it. And
is there stealing of names?
I don't know.
You just have to go with the thing that feels right to you. Like, don't listen to them.
Just do me a favor and stay away from fruit.
You don't want me to name her Apple?
No. Just Don't name her kumquat or banana or whatever.
What about flowers? What about flowers, like a magnolia?
I don't hate that.
Okay.
Not fruit.
Not fruit.
Or food, generally.
Not broccoli.
No. I think that's
just call her Brock.
What about Jane? I thought we were going with Jane.
Jane's an option. Jane's not.
It's a distant possibility.
Well, Dr. as we Lyerly. Said, my sister-in-law's middle name's Jane, so
we'll double up the pressure.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right, so we want to make sure that we get to your questions, so you can still submit questions, not even just about pregnancy, but also in general. 844-967-2789. But I think the first thing I wanted to talk about was, because it's coming up for me, is the 20-week ultrasound and kind of the... Yeah. And there was a part of me that I was like, do we wait for that before we announce? Just because, you know, and I would say in general, it's been an interesting time to be pregnant in Wisconsin. And, you know, especially in the job that I have where we talk about that. I mean, every time you've been on the show, Dr. Lyerly, we've been talking about abortion. This is the first time we get to talk about happier things and wanted pregnancies.
Although there are plenty of abortions that happen with wanted pregnancies.
Oh, no, I know. I meant more as far as getting, not the politics of it, but like the actual medical stuff versus the times we've had you on the show before. Because I would say like until the last couple weeks, I could feel that there was a barrier of how excited I was letting myself really be because of the world that we live, or the state that we live in right now. And like, the amount of attention that stories get where things go very wrong and are, you know, wanted pregnancies where there's fetal anomalies, it's that they're not going to be able to survive, or your water breaks, or all of these terrible things. And so like, there, that's been at the back of my mind as far as even like, when do you announce now to the public? Because I feel like you hear these stories more often than what the actual statistical chance of them happening, because we're trying to raise awareness that it does happen. But I would say with the 20-week scan coming up, what should I know? What should I prepare myself for?
You did genetic testing, didn't you?
We did, beforehand? Yeah.
So that's I think the underlying thing about pregnancy in general. It has to be about you and how you approach it and how much testing you want to do and what your individual risk factors are. So there is no one size fits all. So for you personally approaching the 20-week scan, it's less scary because you've already ruled out a lot of the scary things that people are worried about as they're approaching the scan. With the scan itself, we're looking at everything we can see. So the fluid around the baby, the development of all the different organs, measuring all the different parts to just make sure that everything is there and everything is the size and shape that it's supposed to be. And you're right. I mean, it's not uncommon to find a problem. And then the trick is, what do you do with that problem? Is it something that is like cytomegalovirus, which is actually a very common virus, but if a pregnant person gets it at a certain time in their pregnancy, it can cause devastating birth defects. And then you have a very complicated pregnancy going forward. Or is anencephaly a possibility? Is there no brain? That's possible. It happens. Or is it that you start seeing some of these soft markers where maybe Down syndrome is a consideration. Down syndrome is fairly common. And then you start thinking about, do we need to do additional testing? Is this something that my family can handle? It's a total game changer as you're approaching what you go into this pregnancy thinking is going to be totally normal and totally great. You know, and it's kind of the beginning of that whole parenting adventure where your child is not something that you can control. They have their own plan. And it starts way before they're born, and it never ends, and it keeps getting more and more interesting.
Dr. Lyerly, how many weeks is a woman typically pregnant? Because it always confuses me, and that's when people talk about their kids, and my child is 87 months old. Just tell me how old they are.
So 40 weeks 40 is weeks. Generally what we say. Yeah, and there's a lot of controversy about...
Why is it 9 months and yet it's 40 weeks? Because to me, 40 divided by 4, which is how many weeks are typically in a month, is 10.
Just go with it, okay. Kristen. Well, you know, months, some have 31 days, some have 28 days. It gets a little confusing. And then, of course, you have to think about those 2 weeks at the beginning of your pregnancy when you're not even pregnant, but we count that because that's the easy way to date your pregnancy. So when you put all of that stuff together, it's roughly 40 weeks. It just gives us a standard. And as you're approaching the end of your pregnancy, we start looking at what your risk factors are. How old are you? Do you have a blood pressure problem? Do you have diabetes? Do you have twins? Are there other things that are potentially complicating your pregnancy? And is there a better time to induce your pregnancy or to perform a cesarean delivery? Or do we have the leisure to wait and just let your body do this on its own? This is very individualized decision making, which again is why politicians have no business in our exam rooms. The only people who should be making decisions about your healthcare are you and your trusted advisors.
Can we make a petition to stop using the word geriatric? And the fact that I'm 36 and I'm in a geriatric pregnancy.
You're so ancient.
I wanna protest that. And so, 'cause it is. I mean, that is when you say like your age. And granted, I'm on the younger side of all, you know, 35 is this magical age where it becomes so much more dangerous to be pregnant, but it's we could use better terminology if you're asking me.
I think the actual term is elderly primagravida.
God, that's even worse.
That's not better. That is not better.
Sorry.
Jay, do we have any texts?
We do. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 414, I would like to know how the abortion ban could impact IVF in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Yeah. So we at this point really don't believe that the abortion ban is enforceable. And that's really the problem that we're dealing with. Because if it is enforceable, there are criminal penalties for doctors, not for patients, but for doctors. So it makes it really hard to practice medicine in Wisconsin. If it is deemed to be enforceable, it will be impossible for doctors who provide fertility care to stay in the state, because fertility care involves managing miscarriages. Mm-hmm. Often it involves creating embryos, and some of those embryos are destroyed in the process. Some of those embryos, say you create six embryos, are you going to have six pregnancies? Are you going to implant? Rarely do we implant six embryos. So are you going to go through that six times, or potentially three times where you implant two every time? Or what do you do with your leftover embryos? So all of these ethical issues that are inherent in fertility care, we're trying to help people become parents. Mm-hmm. All of these things are really dicey, tricky situations that, you know, we don't think about. I mean, we just think, you know, we're going to have a baby and that's joyful and wonderful, but there's a lot more to it than what we typically talk about.
Absolutely. And this next one gets into, you know, what you can and cannot do, which I feel like there is, like you said, not a ton of evidence, like hard evidence on a lot of this stuff, but Alicia asked, can a pregnant person use household chemicals? When I was pregnant, the Navy banned me from using any household chemicals to clean.
You should absolutely not do any cleaning, and you should have whoever your partner is in the house do all your cleaning for you.
Michael, I hope you're listening.
Doctor's orders.
He already does all the cleaning, let's be honest. But is that true as far as like handling like Clorox or like, we, now that like spring is here and there's bugs, like we had a little ant situation earlier, and like is there what toxic things should you not be handling?
It's kind of the standard stuff. I mean, you want to be, if you're using bleach or ammonia, you want to be in a well-ventilated room in general, of course. It's always a good idea to use more environmentally friendly chemicals. Whatever is toxic to you when you're not pregnant is going to be toxic when you're pregnant, obviously. You're going to want to use barriers, so rubber gloves. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you can avoid using anything that is corrosive, toxic, you know, something that makes you feel uncomfortable, don't use it. There are so many alternatives out there. Baking soda, vinegar, I mean, so many different options for cleaning that you can often avoid bleach and avoid some of those really harsh chemicals.
And vinegar is a really unsung resource. It is. You can use vinegar to clean so many things. It's remarkable.
I've started doing it for laundry.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't build up on your clothes in the same way that, like, Tide pods do. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then what should I be eating if we want to start there? And what can I actually, like, what can I, like, not eat versus it's risky?
Says the woman who has been avoiding Jimmy John's since the beginning of her pregnancy.
There's a Jimmy John's around the corner from our office. And because we have such a weird time for the show for 11 to 2, like, I leave, and if I didn't eat breakfast because I was prepping for the show, I'm starving. And so my go-to pre-pregnancy was go get a sandwich. And now I'm like, well, they said that it's a risk. And so now
is it because of the processed meats?
It's because of Listeria. And Dr. Lyerly can talk more about what that is and the risk.
Yeah, it's an infection. It's a bacteria that's present sometimes on deli meats. So we do recommend that people avoid it. I've seen it. I've seen a terrible spontaneous abortion because of Listeria. And it was, I mean, she almost died as a result. She was so infected. So that made a huge impression on me. Other things, unpasteurized cheeses, soft cheeses, unpasteurized milk, raw food, even sushi and raw meats should be avoided.
Which is so interesting because in Japan, don't women in Japan still eat sushi? Or is that a myth?
I don't know.
Because I've heard mixed things. Like, I've heard mixed things as far as, like, because it's such a big part of the diet there that pregnant women in Japan are still eating sushi. And so it's like, but I will listen to the doctor.
844-967-2789. Texter from the 715 says, Kristen needs to get gas drops for her belly. Also, Orajel does nothing. Use infant Tylenol and teethers.
Oh. Ooh. I think so. That's advice once the baby gets here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I need to get gas for my belly?
Gas drops for your belly. What is that, Dr. Lyerly?
Simethicone. It's the same stuff that we use. So if you have gas, if you're gassy and your tummy hurts, you can take simethicone and it helps your belly feel better. It's great for babies too. Just one drop.
Did I say that
difference.
I was farting a lot? That she's suggesting this for me?
Maybe she knows
you. I think she means for your baby.
Oh.
Or she knows you better than you think.
Fair. What are some of the other, we have 2 minutes left. So I'm sure we'll come back to this topic because I'm sure I will continue to have questions over the course of the next 5 months. But as far as other myths that you hear the most that you want to debunk, what are they, Dr. Lyerly?
There are so many myths. We could talk about myths all day long. You're eating for two. You're not really eating for two. You really only need an additional 300 calories a day when you're pregnant. And interestingly, when you're breastfeeding, if you choose to breastfeed, you need 400 calories a day. Your body puts a lot of energy into making milk for your baby.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that it? It's all the time we have today. So we're going to come up with a name. We'll have a name next week. And we would love to hear your suggestions on what we should tackle next week. Shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, I'm so excited to be able to see you every week starting now.
I'm so excited not to be talking about abortion all the time because it's not about that. It is about healthcare and it's about taking care of each other. So thank you
Absolutely.
For this opportunity.
All right. Have a great day. We'll see you next week. Stick around. We're going to do 3 headlines and a lie when we come back.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups and pick up from their 2 convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Zocalo Food Truck Park is so much fun. They have such variety in one place. You name it. Ice cream, bagels, sushi, tacos, pizza, to tasty sandwiches, and a fun full bar to boot with some craft cocktails and beers. You can even host a private party or reserve a heated hut. Support local food entrepreneurs with family and friends and taste Milwaukee. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Find us at ZocaloMKE.com. That's ZocaloMKE.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 69 this afternoon under mainly clear skies. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 49. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are just rolling through. 63 degrees out.
I know. It's gorgeous. If you have a chance, get outside, open up those windows, take the dog for a walk.
Yes, it is. Don't even need a coat today, which is very exciting.
This is what we wait for.
This is what we wait for. This is the best time. Well, we're approaching the best time to be in Wisconsin, which is the late spring, early summer.
It's perfect.
And again, I'm very excited to be pregnant. And I'll be in like the cute months of pregnancy when it's hot. And once I really am feeling like a whale, not be uncovered and in the sun and tanning.
I'm curious as to how many people who watch your TikToks and all the things you do, do they notice that little bump you have?
Funny you should say that, Jane.
Because it's not very big.
And a lot of my tickets, well, it was funny because you noticed it. I walked in, I think it was right after we had gotten back from California. And you just looked at me and all of a sudden you go, God, I've never seen you without a flat stomach.
It's just, look, there's a little poop.
It's a little poop. But, you know, most of the videos I do for As Goes Wisconsin, it's just my face. Because I'm mostly just like holding it and it's not a whole
body shot.
But the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel videos are a whole body shot. And 2 weeks ago, we did one, and I thought I was wearing a loose enough shirt, and then I shared it on, I don't know, one of my channels, and someone who I don't know personally, but he follows our stuff, and he comments on my stuff, and he's very nice, just replied via DM to the video and just said, baby bump?
Is it?
And I was like, first of all, bold. Second of all, And so he's like, I won't say anything. He's like, I guess that's the downside of being thin. Just like being able to tell easily. But that was the only comment I got. But it was also, I'm emceeing an event in Appleton on Monday night. And, you know, I'm pretty sure, I'm to the point where you can notice. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, if I'm going to be standing in front of a group of 100 people, I might as well announce it this week because a bunch of strangers are going to know
the jig is up.
Yeah,
the jig is up.
All right. Well, we haven't played this in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and play the game that we like to call Three Headlines and a Lie, where three of the headlines are real and one is very fake. And we're going to see if Jane can spot the odd one out.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Number one, Elon Musk threatens to reassign NPR on Twitter to another company.
Oh, Elmo.
Is that what you're calling him?
Yes, he's just a cranky Elmo.
All right, number two. Tiny dolls appeared in mailbox with a note. We've decided to live here.
Do we know where that happened?
Well, we don't even know if it's real. Oh. This is just the headline.
All right.
Tiny dolls appeared in mailbox with a note.
We're never leaving.
We've decided to live here. Number three. Amnesty International criticized for using AI generated images.
Wow. Amnesty International.
Yeah.
Using AI images.
Yeah, instead of real images of people they're helping, I imagine.
Okay.
And four, Philadelphia Orchestra to debut a symphony written by Paramore. Do you know who Paramore is?
I'm assuming it's a musician.
It's a musical group.
Okay. So the first one was about Elmo.
Elon Musk threatens to reassign NPR on Twitter to another company.
Okay.
Tiny dolls appeared in mailbox with a note, "We've decided to live here."
God, I want that to be true.
Amnesty International criticized for using AI-generated images. Or four, Philadelphia Orchestra to debut symphony written by Paramore.
I'm going to go with Amnesty.
That's real.
Is it real? That's really a shame.
That is real. Amnesty International criticized for using AI-generated images.
Why would you do that?
Group has removed AI images used to promote their reports on social media, including fake photos of Colombia's 2021 protests. I don't know why they would use fake images when I'm assuming that real ones exist.
Oh, yes.
But
to bolster whatever their case was, that's really disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll link this in our show notes and asgoeswisconsin.com/listen if you want to check out that story further, because I'm not going to get into it right now. No, but what's your second guess?
As far as...
All right. So you have Elon Musk and NPR.
But I picked Amnesty as the one that is true.
Oh, that was the one that was false.
No, I picked it as the one that is true. True.
Yeah. Because you're trying to pick out the one that's false.
Oh. The one that's false. It's Elon. It's Elmo.
Oh, no, he did that.
He did.
Yeah. Elon Musk threatens to reassign. Because, you know, NPR stopped tweeting.
Right.
Because he at first had given them the assignment of state-controlled news. And so when he wouldn't change it back, they basically said, we'll leave our account up for like the historical reference of things we've tweeted in the past, but they're not tweeting anymore. And so Elon Musk threatened to reassign NPR's Twitter account to another company. In a series of emails sent to this reporter, Musk said he would transfer the network's main account on Twitter under the @NPR handle to another organization or person. The idea shocked even longtime observers of Musk's spur-of-the-moment and erratic leadership style.
Good thing he's such a tough guy.
Such a tough guy.
Okay, so, I want the dolls in the mailbox to be true. So I'll go with Paramore as the
that
lie.
That is the fake one.
That's the lie.
So the lie is the symphony. The real one is Tiny Dolls did. Tiny Dolls appeared in a mailbox with a note. Nearly a year later, the dolls are still there. Now with items including furnishings and a service dog, all mysteriously appearing under the cover of night. This happened in Orchard Lake Village, Michigan.
That is hilarious.
So there you go. We live here now.
It reminds me of fairy gardens, because I'll see those when I walk around the neighborhood, but never in someone's mailbox. I just think that's hilarious.
Tiny dolls. I'm going to bring you some tiny dolls. All right. When we come back, Paul Noonan is going to be here from Acme to talk about his grade for the Packers on the NFL draft, how the Brewers are doing, and also a special something that is being auctioned off on eBay. If you have an extra $25,000 just laying around, we have something you may want.
It could be yours.
This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm talking about.
man, this house is in need of a few upgrades. Windows, doors, even the basement needs a little TLC. With the Inflation Reduction Act, you can have all these assessed and addressed. It's there for you. Doesn't matter the age or condition. Call Green Homeowners United, the only woman-owned, union-affiliated residential energy efficiency firm in Milwaukee County. They'll take you through the journey of getting an energy-efficient and beautiful home. Claim all your discounts. Call 414-604-6450. That's 414-604-6450.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.